This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility, trouble sleeping, seizures, various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
If suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it. First day of the broadcast week here in Orlando, of all places, Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. And we had a great first hour. Second hour, how are we going to top it? Well, we got somebody that can. Maybe. If it's just as good, we'll be great. Jeffrey Maringel. And I got to see your lecture last night, yesterday sometime. It was yesterday evening. And
awesome.
You were talking about infectious disease. And your perspectives on it were just solid, man. I was like nodding my head. I don't know if you saw me in the back. I was just nodding my head as you were talking. And Jeffrey is a doctor of chiropractic as well as a certified clinical nutritionist. And you've been at this show before.
Oh, yes.
This is one of your favorites to go to.
Fourth or fifth year. Yeah, it's an excellent group of people. And I saved this presentation to give to this group because I wanted to disseminate this information. It's very salient, it's important, and it is a very widespread, unrecognized phenomenon that I've been observing for quite a few years, and I finally have enough documented scientific literature information to support the entire, shall I say, paradigm or the theory is now a reality.
Well, wish us all the best this hour. We're going to do a deep dive into some of this discussion. It might be a little egg-heady. I don't know. We're going to have a good time doing it because I'm fascinated by the topic, and anytime I get to share information with colleagues out there that are doing good work for people, and that's why I like to come to these events, because you get to talk to folks that have perspectives in their clinical practice and, you know, their research into the science that supports it and validates it. So that's kind of what we'll do this hour. We're going to get into – your son is working with you, too.
Yes, he is.
A bright young lad, right? And we were talking about vaccines before, you know, because he wasn't vaccinated.
No, neither of my boys were. And that was a choice, you know, that we made
And my boy and girl were not. We consciously made it. And it was interesting. I lectured at the IAACN, which was – were you at the Nutritional Conference in Dallas last week?
Oh, yeah. I'm on their scientific advisory board.
Oh, it's a great group. They were really into it.
Writing questions for the national exam.
So, yeah, I lectured a second hour. First hour was by my PhD friend in silver nanotechnology, and I did more clinical, you know, what do you do with the silver? And afterwards, and I had let it slip out that my kids were not vaccinated. And so this PhD researcher from the University of Georgia, Dr. Ann Summers, brilliant, brilliant woman. She knows about mercury, the immune system, and just toxicology. She's great. And she said, you know, I heard what you said, but did you at least, you know, get your kids, like, to a chickenpox party or something? I'm like, yes. Are you kidding? Of course I wanted them to have that. And measles, too. And so let's look at our first story this hour and see what you think about it. In Colorado, Boulder of all places, the crunchy granola earth muffin capital of the world. Apparently, Colorado chickenpox parties are just getting swamped out there. This is good news.
I don't disagree. It reminds me of an old episode of South Park, but we're not going to go there.
Which one was that?
That's one where Kenny had chickenpox, and they had a chickenpox party and wanted to get all the kids together, so they all got chickenpox. And when the kids found out Well, they contaminated their parents' toothbrushes, shall we say, and at the end of the show, they all wound up with a little herpes virus on their lips.
Oh, my God. That's South Park.
Chicken herpes.
Super Don, do you remember that episode? I know my son
would. I do now. I've forgotten about that one.
Yeah. So, anyway, look, I'm 63 years old. I just had my birthday last week.
Happy birthday.
One of the things about that episode is I remember when I had the measles, my third grade teacher, Miss Armstrong, sending all my homework home with my neighbor. Mm-hmm. And in the South Park episode, Kyle said, you know, what kind of sick bleep bleep
yes.
says homework home for a dying child?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was the chicken pox. Well, I had the mumps. I had the measles. I had the German measles. I had the chicken pox and all those childhood diseases. And, you know, I was born in 1955. The vaccinations that I had were for smallpox, where we got the little lesion on our left arm and a scar. And we had the...
I did as well.
We had the attenuated Salk vaccine for polio. And that was it. Okay? And we... my classmates, I did. Most of us got those childhood diseases. And, wow, we all survived them. And we're stronger for it. And we have a strong immune system. So... it's refreshing to actually see them having chicken pox parties in Colorado.
Listen, I'm ecstatically excited. Super Don, thank you for finding that story. It's actually heartening, not disheartening, heartening. Of course, the mainstream media and all the people in it probably going apoplectic over this issue. My gosh, we've lost them. We've really lost them. They're having parties so that their kids will actually get these diseases.
Well, my fear would be that somebody would show up from Children's Services and call it child abuse. And it was like, are you kidding me? You know, for generations upon generations, people survived these things, and
they were strengthened by it.
They absolutely strengthened your immune system to it, and so you know.
By the way,
everything old is new again.
Yeah, last hour, Super Don, as we ended the show, I heard the show going on down the hall here at the hotel, and we had some folks watching it on YouTube on their phones, and there's a little bit of a delay, so I'm watching the end of the show. I thought that was funny, and he said, you guys look like a couple of sportscasters, but, you know, the Giants and Falcons are playing tomorrow night, so we're not going to be covering that till then. But in the meantime, we got... Dr. Maringel. Now, Jeffrey, you live what area of the country?
I'm in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
About 90 miles from Philadelphia and about the same from Manhattan.
Is that Amish country area?
We see a lot of Amish and Mennonite plain people.
Where's the autism in that community?
There isn't much.
Unless they get vaccinated. You find that the ones that have it, they snuck out and they got vaccinated.
I actually, quite honestly, I've been practicing 30 years, and in my experience, I've seen genetic disorders, what's called Fragile X syndrome in that community, and MSUD, which is maple syrup urine disease, some genetic dysfunctions in childhood. But I can honestly say I have not seen the autism spectrum in that community, and I think they really... it would be behoove us to study these individuals who have little or no autism.
Find out
within their community.
That's what you got to do. Not you don't study the people who got sick as much as you study the people that didn't, and go why? What is different about them? Right? And then you begin to say lifestyle. What did they not do? Oh, they didn't get vaccinated. Of course, that would destroy the entire Western paradigm of what. How do we get people hooked on pharmaceutical intervention for life? We inject them with toxins at birth. And then they have these strange anomalies and diseases that nobody has ever seen. And now they say, oh, it's a drug deficiency disease. They don't say it that way, but they treat it as if it is.
Well, things have changed there in the components of the vaccinations. Dr. Steve Marini, who was our immunology professor when I was in chiropractic school and a PhD in immunology from Penn University. Okay, so it's not a lightweight. Yeah, exactly. He's not out of the mainstream. And after going through and doing his PhD in gut-associated lymphoid tissue in chickens, okay, which I still recall, because that lymphoid tissue is what the gut this is 25, 30 years ago, he was already making the gut immune system association and looking at that model in avians. Mm-hmm. And so we learned from him, and as he got finished his PhD, he decided, there's no reason for me to have my children vaccinated, and he backs it up with science, and more and more people are moving that way.
PhD immunologist Tatiana Obukanic. Have you heard of her?
Yes.
She's also talked about this.
Yes.
And that the immune system is much more complicated and complex than just an antibody, right?
Yes, that, absolutely.
Even if you have the antibody, that's not a guarantee you're not going to be sick.
Well, in immunizations, they use what's called an adjuvant, okay? With the whole thimerosal controversy and the issue of mercury in vaccines, that chant grew loud enough that they altered the adjuvant, and they said, okay, we lowered the mercury. Okay, now, in FDA world...
Well, they claimed it was a preservative.
Well, it is a preservative, yeah. And it keeps from growing other bugs. But they say if it has X amount of parts per million, you can say it has no mercury
in
it.
Yeah, if you don't add mercury at the end.
Yeah, there's not like there's no mercury in there or thimerosal. It's that it's below the threshold that FDA tells them that they can say there's none.
Hmm.
Conversely, what they've done to increase the reactivity of the vaccines is they've raised the amount of aluminum.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the aggravating adjuvant.
That's the adjuvant. That's the aggravating adjuvant that shocks the immune system into having a rapid immune response.
Although it doesn't always result in antibodies.
No, it does
even
not.
But it does result in autoimmune disease.
Yes, it does. And it also causes deposition in the central nervous system and can lead to and exacerbate other environmental neurological stresses on our children.
Yeah.
And less is better when it comes to toxicity in children.
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked about bioaccumulation across generations now, right? You know, when we grew up, we didn't see these things, didn't hear about these things. And then over the successive generations, although I've talked about myself at Gen X being a canary in the coal mine because of all my ailments for the first 24 years that have now become commonplace rather than the rare events.
Yes.
That we have seen cross-generational decline due to exposures, not just in one lifetime, but over lifetimes. And so we're going to have to correct this. I would hope in one lifetime, I've helped people to do that within this lifetime, but if you don't know what's going on, it's going to take a few lifetimes to get back in order. Things working again, right? We'll
Absolutely.
Talk about some of that. Yeah.
You can.
All right, we're up on a break. Dr. Jeffrey Marangel, DCCCN, got him here. We've got him linked up in the show notes at robertscoutbell.com. Y'all check it out. And also, you have the Double Helix Water?
Yes, we work with that company, and we do a lot of foundational metabolic work because we're finding that...
Stand by. You can't go into it. Just
we'll go into it when we
it.
Come back
yes.
from the break.
We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are in the city, the big O of the South, they call it, Orlando. And we're at a special conference here. My guest this hour, Jeffrey Marangel, DCCCN. And we've got a link to, is it bioenergydoc.com? Is that what I'm seeing here?
Mm-hmm.
Bioenergydoc.com. We're talking about some of the pathways of functionality, dysfunction, how to correct it as such. And, you know, you went into some deep level issues on the infectious disease states. And I'm not a germ theory guy, but I recognize that there is a necessity to reduce pathogen burden because the immune system is so stressed, you know, and that's part of what I lectured on in terms of how to do that. But ultimately, it's about repairing the terrain.
Absolutely is about biological terrain. And after 30 years of doing this, and I've been trained in German homotoxicology and biological medicine.
And I love the fact that you had homeopathic nozodes in your lecture. God bless this man.
Homeopathy, drainage remedies.
Yep.
Oligotherapy, which is free ionic minerals, off the elemental chart. Everything we are is on that elemental chart. Everything that we are composed of is on the chart of the elements. Mm-hmm. If you think about it at the end of the day, everything we're composed of.
I tried to turn myself in chemistry class, and they wouldn't accept it. I was like, it's all right here.
Exactly.
Come on. And I'm like, no, that doesn't work. You have to memorize it all.
So we were getting to talk about after swinging, you know, to either ends of these spectrums in ultra sophisticated homeopathy and high level, you know, very complex German type protocols. I've come back to finding that if we don't build a solid foundation of hydration, mineral metabolism, support the microbiome, minimize the toxic burden from like light using the silver and so forth, solutions for minimizing our microbial burden. We can't use these more sophisticated protocols, and so our foundational program is about hydration. Mm-hmm. It's about cellular mineral metabolism. I've designed three mineral products. My foundational one is called Mimetab, and we use a 1-to-1 calcium to magnesium aspartate with fulvic acid, humic acid. Mm-hmm. It restores the biological capability to mobilize our cellular minerals and...
Well, we've talked a lot about humic acid, fulvic acid at the foundation here as
it
well.
It really lays it in there. And when it comes to probiotics, they do everything for us, okay? Mm-hmm. People ask about probiotics. Well, in adults, we've been using one from Australia for about 25 years, and the brilliance of this gentleman's discovery was that he's constantly attenuated those to be surviving better in our gastrointestinal system and to survive extremes of heat, extremes of pH, et cetera, et cetera. So they culture well. We can use them in whole food. We can put them into yogurt. We can even bake with them. Mm-hmm. They inhibit microbes by what we call competitive inhibition. They compete for food, space, they create their own environment by their fermentation, which is right spinning lactic acid. Now,
well, and it provides food for them to, you know,
absolutely. They digest and absorb all of our B vitamins, synthesize vitamin C. Humans don't make vitamin C from our liver. We're the only mammal on earth that doesn't.
And of course, much of the vitamin C that is being sold as vitamin C is not really what vitamin C is in nature either.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, yeah. So we need to digest and absorb it from our fruits and vegetables. So what I had been talking about down here was about the influence, not of microbes alone, but of their endotoxins, of their excrement, or let's mm-hmm. say their pee and poop from the microbes,
sure. Yeah.
Most especially strep and its influence on our children. And there is a significant body of scientific knowledge now linking this to Tourette's syndrome, OCD. There's a condition known as pandas, which people can go online and look these up. I didn't make
them
up.
That's nothing to do with Chinese pandas,
no,
by the way.
No, it has nothing to do with little black and white bears, okay?
No, nothing at
all. It's psycho and neuroimmunological diseases associated with streptococcus.
Yeah. And, of course, why does strep outlive its where it would normally be in a healthy terrain? Because the terrain is imbalanced, and suddenly the alteration of the home alters what grows there.
Absolutely.
How it grows and proliferates, and it becomes an infectious agent rather than just part of the microbiome.
When we get back, I want to talk about the influence of electromagnetic stress in our environment on this microbiome.
Let's do it.
And we'll get into that a little bit.
All right, put your egghead caps on, folks. We've got Dr. Jeffrey Maringel here, and links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back in Orlando after this brief break. Once again, go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see the links everywhere around planet Earth. We want you to go to get well.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Members of Congress speaking out about the apparent cover-up of journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing by the Saudis. On NBC's Meet the Press, GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina calls the future of the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia and its crown prince problematic.
I don't believe that you can have someone who would authorize this sort of an act, being a position of power with a nation that's very important to us, but we have to have limits as to how far we would go to work with them in a very difficult, complex part of the world.
Senator Bob Corker is calling on Turkey, which has said it has tapes from the killing in Istanbul, to turn them over to the United States. Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday Morning Futures a caravan of thousands of migrants from Central America should never reach the U.S. border.
Mexico's the key. These caravans have to go through Mexico. Well, Mexico should stop them.
President Trump saying he'll call in the military if Mexico can't stop them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Well, as you can tell, we rock the health world. We don't play around, man. We just got to break up thought forms with a little music as we come in from the break, so you're not stuck in anywhere. We're going to be joined this segment with Becky Jansen, also an iridologist. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
So good to see you. I was teasing her because I was trying to track her down because she has some cool stories I want to integrate. But first and foremost, Jeffrey, you were talking to the fulvic humic acid. We got more stories on the basics of it. How does it interact with the terrain to make everything work better?
Okay. Well, let's talk about the source, okay? First of all, fulvic acid, humic acid that's utilized nutritionally today is from literally from ancient vegetable matter compressed in the earth. Mm-hmm. It exists as a form somewhere between peat and soft coal. And there are several deposits throughout the U.S. that are very, very rich in this ancient plant material compression, some in Texas, several in Texas, some in New Mexico, mm-hmm. primarily. how what this is the plant, when it degrades, has already absorbed and bound or chelated into a much, much more absorbable form all of the trace minerals and elements that are in this, let's say, pristine plant material from antiquity.
Yeah.
It's extracted by using high-pressure boiling water, basically, in a triple distilled water in a laboratory, agitated. The solution, the soluble fractions, are drawn off, sent to a laboratory, dried down, making like instant tea, and then are analyzed, and this all occurs in FDA-cleared facilities. So we have a teratol tea or fulvic acid, humic acid tea. It can be taken as, you can actually open the capsules and put it in water and drink it that way. Mm-hmm. There's, and resolubilize it. The function that it, that we know that it does in changing the biological terrain of our minerals. Mineral metabolism is incredibly important to cellular vitality and the health of all of our tissue.
Yeah.
And also to laying out a pool where the biological terrain of our digestive system, our blood, our lymph, can be have an alkaline pool of minerals. It can have free minerals to do what they need to do. We found that it significantly enhances the uptake and utilization of other elements, especially like your hydrosol when we're using silver therapy with this, to be antimicrobial. It it enhances it. It makes it ever so much the more so. It makes it better.
Yeah.
And this material is readily available from a number of different sources. We happen to have a source, so do a number of other manufacturers out there. And it's catching on quite a bit as a foundational therapy throughout clinical nutrition
and
the naturopathic work.
To the terrain, right? It's all about the terrain. Antoine Béchamp. We got to go back and understand that. And Becky Jansen, sounds like you understand that too.
Yes, I do. I was had the opportunity to open an orphanage home in Liberia, West Africa, and a doctor of naturopath donated some silver for me to take with me, and I didn't pay. I heard of silver before I left, and I thought, well, okay. She gave me some instructions on how to use it, and I said, well, okay. So I'm in Liberia, West Africa, and the kids are vomiting, malaria going on, and I just start giving them some silver. And
now, you brought some silver hydrosol. Was it for your own use, or did you think, I'm going to use this for other people?
Well, at first I took it for the use of other people, and then I got to thinking, well, shoot, I'm going to use this for myself to protect myself to stay well. And also took essential oils with me, and the combination of the two is amazing. And
so tell me a story about what you experienced there with maybe some of the Africans that were ill.
So they brought a young girl in. She was vomiting, could hardly stand up. I said, you know, lay her down, and let's get some silver in her. So we put silver, we got some silver into her system and rubbed some essential oils up and down her spine, on her feet, and we just let it do its thing, because that's what they do. They know what to do. They go in and do what they're made to do, so created to do. So, and then after probably about another half hour, 45 minutes, gave her a little more silver. Within 2 hours, she was up cooking a meal over at her tent. So
beautiful.
Her hut.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And this is the kind of thing that if World Health Organization or Doctors Without Borders finds out about, they will throw you out.
Oh, I know that.
I want you to think about this, folks, because
you
hear all the wonderful, glowing things about WHO, doctors. It's like, no, there is a pharmaceutical control on a global level, at that level, that like you're helping somebody live because of what you did.
Exactly.
And there were doctors that were thrown out of Haiti for getting rid of cholera with silver. They were thrown out of Haiti when they were found out.
Absolutely.
And the 100% survival rate of those people. Didn't matter. It wasn't about saving people's lives at that level, folks. This is about real people with real hearts wanting to do the right thing. And globalists, global corporations,
yes,
pharmaceutical representatives of the
right,
non-governmental state in this case, shutting things like this down.
Well, what was sad to me when I went over there, they were already the mindset of American
Western allopathic
Western
science.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Had already. So already I was having to go in and kind of turn that around, mm-hmm, with what I had. And at first they were a little afraid, and then they saw
what happened,
the results,
yeah,
of it, and they go, oh, she, yeah, knows what she's doing. She, you know.
And, well, the irony, too, is that there is so much validated, peer-reviewed scientific literature on the use, for instance, of silver and other things that we talk about. It isn't even out of the realm of validation. It's just not a patented pharmaceutical drug that can be very profitable for those multinationals.
Right.
Well, a bit of historical perspective that I found out while I was at IAACN and doing some of the national questions.
Mm-hmm.
In 1946, post-World War II, and the discovery of penicillin had just occurred,
mm-hmm,
there was 64 kilograms of antibiotics on the planet, okay? And in 2009, the latest I could find
that they had a
statistics,
yeah,
for United States, 19 million pounds of antibiotics were utilized in the United States, humans, animals, etc. The effluent is going through our septic systems, through our water delivery systems, mm-hmm, onto our land, into our rivers, okay, onto our farms. We talk about herbicides and pesticides being a toxic burden. No one is talking about flow through antibiotics,
yeah,
polluting our environment.
I call antibiotics a form of chemotherapy.
It is.
Yeah.
Of course,
mm-hmm,
it is.
Yeah. It really is. Folks, you know, when I went to West Africa, I went twice and spoke to the doctors there in Nigeria and Ghana. I was the first white guy that evidently ever went there and said, get rid of the white man's medicine. Throw us out. You don't need this. We need what you have. Go back to the medicine of your ancestors.
Yes.
Go into the bush and save it for all of us.
Yes.
Right? And they're like, whoa, that's a different message.
I went back with the same message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, no, go back to, they had a moringa tree right,
yeah,
there. I said, go pick the leaves.
Right.
Go, you know.
So, Super Don, does that make me a reverse racist? What does that what happens now?
Yeah, I don't know. That would cause some people to scratch their heads, for sure.
Like,
what? Well, it was amazing. We took gel. Was
the silver gel. Yeah.
Silver gel.
Yeah.
And the kids would just line up. They love that time of pampering them. And, you know, it was amazing how fast their sores healed.
Right.
Applying that silver gel on their sores.
Did you say what it was you were using?
It was a silver gel. I don't remember the brand name.
You don't know? Was it the one in there?
No.
Was it Sovereign Silver Gel? Argentin 23 gel? Do you know?
No.
I don't remember. Okay.
I don't remember. Sorry.
Right. No worries. No worries. That's why I was tracking her down. I didn't know if she remembered where she was. But Becky, oh, by the way.
I know it was in a blue box.
It was a blue. Okay. Becky is at the Center of Natural Health in Wichita, Kansas. You do iridology, aromatherapy, Beamer, circulation therapy, grief coaching. If people are in Wichita, do you want your number given out or not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. 307-359-8340, 307-359-8340. And there's another story we're not going to share on the air, but extraordinary things that happen when you utilize silver in a desperate times. We talked about reducing microbial burden. There is a genuine
pathogen.
There's a way to do that without destroying them. That's chemotherapy. That's antibiotics. That's a destructive mechanism. We can do that with a natural substance that can facilitate getting you over the edge or out of danger, and then we begin to build and repair, like I talked about, the terrain,
yes,
like you talk about.
Well, we tend to focus on the antimicrobial properties, but I am always impressed with the capability to help with burns and scalds and other common,
mm-hmm,
wounds,
yeah,
that occur,
right,
because it is incredible for burns and household burns. How many gals, you know, burn themselves with a curling iron?
Yeah.
Take something hot off the stove, get a steam burn when they take a lid off. If they have a silver gel right there, boom, you put that on, you're not going to get the blistering, you're not going,
right,
to get the
yeah, I showed some
consequences of first, second degree burns.
Because of the regenerative capacity, because of the down regulation of what's called the scar tissue formation, it's a, very often if you do that through the healing process, it's like it never happened.
Yes.
It's like it
Correct.
Never happened, yeah. And again, I'm not saying it's the only thing to do, but it's just one of God's medicines for those things. We find out the properties, we unleash it in the proper way, and we see dramatic, tremendous, some would call it miraculous, but I think it, when man and woman pays attention to nature and applies or mimics, does what nature does, that's the miracle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're just delivering an element that is part of our earth and is put here for us to utilize to its greatest ability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jeffrey, anything else you want to share with the audience before we hit our next break? Getting close.
Well, we had questions about probiotics and what they do. We've utilized one from Australia for about 25 years called Ozydophilus, and I tagged the tagline, makes you feel good down under. But we really need to have a good bowel flora of microbes, strong microbes, to help us with our digestion and absorption. And when we get back, we're going to talk about that in children.
Very
and
quickly,
why there's
yeah.
various ones for neonatals and for juveniles that are NARS, but that are from other sources.
Also out of Arizona, there was a cancellation of a vaccine program. We'll talk about what that is and why it's a good sign, like the chickenpox parties that are returning.
Yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
Y'all are listening. Y'all are paying attention. It's great news. Go to RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In addition to rocking the health world, it is the fastest 2 hours of health talk radio, 6 days a week. This is the start of our broadcast week. We're going to be doing a tour of Florida. Upcoming events are in the show notes, including Tuesday in Stuart, Florida at Peggy's Natural Foods, Wednesday at Toonies in Coral Springs, Florida. And I think on Wednesday afternoon before that, I'm going to visit with Richard Pearl at Simply Natural and his Simply Natural Organic Restaurant. So if anybody's down in South Florida, my old friends there, come on out and see me there. In addition to, well, I don't know. We'll add some more dates into the mix. But for now, again, wrapping it up with Jeffrey Marangel. Great, great guy. Really gets the terrain and did a good presentation on it here at this conference. Now, I want to go into the probiotics, but here's a story out of Arizona canceling a vaccine program after backlash from parents who don't vaccinate. I'm thinking usually what they do is they cancel a meeting of parents who don't vaccinate talking about the dangers of vaccination.
Exactly.
This time they canceled a program that was all propaganda for vaccination. Stuff's changing.
It sure is.
Yeah.
And knowledge replaces fear is something that I recall from my early days of getting first aid cards when I was a Boy Scout, okay, mm-hmm. 50 years ago. When people are properly educated with scientific backgrounds and the best available information, they can make a logical decision. More and more people are realizing that they need to stand up for their own rights to free will and free choice rather than have something forced upon them. Mm-hmm. We see what happened with Obamacare. Okay. I had to pay money to not have health insurance. What was that about? Okay.
Which, by the way, you paid money not to have disease insurance.
Exactly. Right? Disease insurance. So in this situation, for years I have sent my, clients and patients who have questions about shouldn't I vaccinate? It is really an individual parental decision. Mm-hmm. And so one of the groups that I send them to is NVIC, which is the National Vaccine Information Center in Reston, Virginia. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
No, I know Barbara Lowe Fisher for many years.
Oh, good. Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So she has been at the forefront of disseminating accurate information. And, you know, there are some rules, regulation, edicts, and laws now coming into effect that are heinous, and want you, if you take one vaccination, then you must take all of them. There's no free will, there's no free choice for parental decision making in their children's health care.
Medical police state tyranny at this point.
It absolutely
is. In California,
is.
It's already there, right? If you want to send your kids to public or private school. And, of course, Senator Dickey Pan, a pathological pediatric guy, wants to, you know, go after doctors who are providing medical exemptions.
Well,
as if the state knows how to, you know, what's appropriate.
I'm sure at some point or another you've had Rick Jaffe on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Rick is a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He's at the forefront of some of that legally.
Yeah.
I've been reading some of his blog. But this situation in Arizona is a pushback where the parents are saying, we don't want this, we're not going to do this, and they're like, okay, we'll back off a little bit. Now, that means they're going to retreat so they can attack from a different angle.
Yeah.
However, it's definitely a move in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the state of Pennsylvania. I love the state of Pennsylvania. I'm a lifelong resident. But I am a huge advocate of the ability to deal with electro-hypersensitivity and electromagnetic stress.
Mm-hmm.
We are one of the only states in the union that does not have an opt-out for smart meters.
Oh.
And we are fighting the good fight in Pennsylvania, and I want to help utilize the resources of your audience
mm-hmm.
to help us win this fight. To have a freedom of choice whether we can keep analog meters and
right.
not have to have these smart meters. Because not only
they
are
do?
They.
What can we do?
Not only are they cyber surveillance of what you're using, how you're using it, they link 15 or 20 homes together, are transmitting all this data back, and I have a number of clients already who's literally have been devastated by their health.
Yeah.
Has been devastated
now. Tell me what we can do to help. Where do we go?
Just contact us. Mm-hmm. Get behind any resources that have been successful in other states and other locales
mm-hmm.
to fight back against the smart meter plague, because it's coming, and we soon won't be able to deny it.
Folks, we talked about the QI home technology that produces an electron field in your environment to protect you from some of that, but I still don't want to see it implemented everywhere, all of these EM disruptors. Or those EM fields that are disrupting you, your health, your kids, your pets. Folks, great show. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you.
Good to have you on.
Such a pleasure to be with you. I look forward to doing this again sometime.
All right, back tomorrow with the Power to Heal, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.